Good evening from NPR Music. You're connected to a special live edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, sitting in for Bob Boylan tonight. It is Thursday, July 26th, and we are live from the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. with The Swell Season, featuring Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova. And the show is scheduled to start at 10 o'clock. That's just a few minutes away. And looking out over the club right now, I see that it has got to be a sold-out show. It is absolutely packed in here. The stage is very bare. There is no drum set at all. It's just a couple of keyboards and a guitar and a single amp. So it should be a very spare show this evening. The house lights have just gone down. The band is taking the stage. Enjoy the show. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Oh my God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, if you ever want something and you call, then I'll come running to fight. And I'll be at your door when there's no one worth running for. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point trying to change it. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point even talking. You see, you're just like everyone when the shit falls. All you wanna do is run away and hide all by yourself. Well, there's no one who's gonna run to help. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point trying to change it. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point even talking. When your mind, love, one, two, three. I think
it's time we give it up and figure out what's stopping us from breathing easy and talking straight. The way is clear if you're ready now. The volunteer is slowing down and taking time to save himself. The little cracks they escalated, and before we knew it was too late for me.
Thanks very much. Thank you. This is an incredible crowd. Thanks a lot for coming. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Down upon and some fight you gave when I pushed you away from me. And in the morning, when you're turning, I'll be far to see. And you have broken me all the way down. You'll be the last you'll see.
Thank you very much. Maybe 6 months ago, maybe a little more, maybe 8 months ago, we played in the IOTA. So this is for anybody who was at that gig, were you at that show? Because there was about 10 people at it. Something has happened. Not exactly sure what it is, but it's brilliant. So this next song is a song that was written after a friend of mine told me an interesting story. I've got a friend, and she's quite spiritually advanced. She works in a health food store during the day, and at night time she's a ghostbuster. In the true sense, she goes out if people are having trouble with, you know, lights going on and off and weird feelings and kind of shadows. She kind of comes in and evaluates the situation, locates the source of the dark energy, and manages to communicate with it and send it on to a better place. So she's all about the good vibes. She's like some kind of medium psychic Christian ninja kind of thing. She told me a story about her and her husband. Her and her husband they both do this together, and they're very close. And sometimes what happens in their home is that some entity or something will come and will need their attention. But anyway, one evening after work, her husband came on all strange, and she knew this pattern quite well, because usually when something was coming through, it would create a kind of a mood. And she said, okay. And her husband sat down and she said, okay, who are you? What came out of her husband's mouth was, we come from the dark. And she got really freaked out, and she was like, where in the dark? Who are you? And this, we come from the dark. And she totally freaked out, and she has this kind of quick fire move that she can do, which basically banishes the spirit out. And so she did this kind of, And so the spirit was gone out of her husband. But then her husband said, listen, that was really heavy. I didn't like that at all. But whatever it was, it needs our help. Please, I want you to talk to it if it comes again. And so, right enough, a few days later, he said, I think this is going to be it. It came on him, this mood again. And she managed to communicate to this, whatever it was. Again, who are you? We come from the dark. Where in the dark? From a long time ago. When? And it was like the year 1400 and something or other. And it turned out that it was two spirits, and they basically believed themselves to be evil. There was like an awful atmosphere in the room, and they believed themselves to be evil. And what it was, she discovered from communicating, was that it was two young lads in their teens who had been burnt at the stake in the 1400s in Ireland for being kind of handicapped. And back then, Christians were fucking nuts, and they were, you know, they would burn, like a bit like now. I don't mean that Christians are all nuts, but you know, that kind, back then it was okay to be completely insane. So, so basically these two kids had walked in the darkness for a long, long time, believing themselves to be evil. And what they described was really cool. They said, way, way in the distance, for many years now, we've seen two tiny pinpricks of light. And we followed them and followed, because there's nothing else on the horizon except complete dark where we were. And we followed these two tiny lights. And when we finally got to the lights, they were the back of your husband's eyes. And we saw you. So thanks. And she basically assured them, you're not evil. You're cool. You're, you know, go on up now to heaven and it's all sorted. And so this song is called, there's a long introduction, but this song is called Drown Out. And it's a song about feeling like you're walking in the dark, feeling guilty about something you didn't do. So this is kind of like for anybody who's Irish, because that's usually how we feel. yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Voice that breaks the silence and talks the joy out of everything. You have found out. You had to walk in darkness without the only thing you care about. And we'll drive burned out and had to stop before all hell broke and finally took its toll. And save our souls, we're playing dead, and we'll mine for gold in a heart of lead and turn around and save yourself. We found our way and blocked it out, and you cry alone and you die alone. And you pray alone, and you stay alone. Thanks very much. Thank you. This is great. We are. What's kind of happened? What's been sort of strange for us? Me and Mar, we live in Dublin, and we came over here 2 days ago. Is that that's the Irish, isn't it? All right, okay. This happens a lot with Irish people. They just shout where they're from. They shout at their exact address. You must know me, mother. So a couple of days ago, we landed in New York, and we just couldn't believe it. We've been at home, and this film came out last year or earlier on in the year, and everybody in Ireland's like, yeah, I saw your film, yeah, nice one, and that's great, and that's what we expected, but it's been amazing over here. We landed in New York, and it's the weirdest thing. You're in a band and you're making your art, or you're doing your thing, and you spend your whole life, it's you against, you know, I've been in a band for 17 years, it's you're digging, and it's you against your thanks. You know, it's you against the world, and you've got your pickaxe, and you're making your art, and you're putting out your records, and you're making everything yourself, and it's all very kind of. And then it's almost like the weirdest thing is you're constantly kicking at the world to pay attention to you, and then one day the world turns around and goes, "What?" And it's the most terrifying thing ever. If anybody knows what I'm talking about. So this song. This song is called "This Low," and it's a song about this is a song about if you're in a relationship with someone or something, and you and one of you is progressing faster than the other, and one of you has to go off and do something else, and the other person's kind of waiting, and ultimately you know that at the end of the day it's all good, but for now it's shit,
This is a song about, you know, it's all good, you know, as long as you keep the head up and keep looking at the sky. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. We made a plan that was subject to change. So whatever way it works out, we both get the blame. In the arms of this love. And you took the wind right out of my sails by sweating me out on all the little details. In the arms of this love. In the arms of this love. So thread the light and thread the light and thread the light and thread. We made a choice, and we knew we would pay for stealing the joy and trying to escape from the arms of this love. And if by some chance you break from the pack, you know I'll be waiting here to welcome you back into the arms of this love. Into the arms of this love. And thread the light and thread the light and thread the light and thread the light. Oh, spread the light. raise a light and praise the light.
Me. Thanks. This is a new song that me and Glenn wrote. It doesn't really have a name yet, so we decided to call it Fantasy Man for a while until it finds a name. I know. Sorry. Diamonds glowing in the mountains beneath the pressure of all time. That glowing hope and expectation waiting for your hands to find. Cause only you could reach inside me and figure out the words of a life I lived, providing what it was you needed most. Mountain has been leveled and there's no more diamonds in the mine. Go on now, just leave it. And the timing wasn't right, and the force that swept us both away was too strong for us to find. Oh, dum da da da. Man, you are always one step ahead of me. Well, I never heard the warning. I haven't got things right. Yet the sun came out this morning and filled my room. Now you are forgiven. Let's put it down to life. The story of two lovers who dance both edges of the night. In this station, you're standing, not knowing what you own. And the secrets that we're defending have become our only bond. Just be patient while I wait here. Our journey's out of sync while you're out there running in the chaos. I need some time to think. Oh. Both edges of the knife.
Thank you.
Marketa Irglova.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. This is really fantastic. This okay. One, two.
Falling slowly.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thanks a lot. This next song is a song about an argument. This is a song about anybody who's who knows, understands the dynamic of the Irish male.
or just the male. Sidestep, guffaw, slip into nonsense.
So this is a song where men are usually, we don't like to be challenged necessarily emotionally very much. We'd like to generally avoid conflict, absolutely. And this is one of those strange times when a man actually says what's on his mind, and it's just called leave. Can't wait forever is all that you said before you stood up. And you won't disappoint me, I can do that myself. But I'm glad that you've come. Now if you don't mind, leave. Leave. And please yourself at the same time, leave. Leave. I don't understand. You've already gone. And I hope you feel better now that it's out. What took you so long? And the truth has a habit of falling out of your mouth. Well, now that it's come, if you don't mind, leave. Leave. And free yourself at the same time. Leave. Leave. Let go of my heart. You said what you came to, now leave. Leave. Let go of my heart. You've already said it, so leave, leave, oh, leave, leave, let go of my hands. You said what you. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I hear you. Thank you. Alright, this song is called
Especially directed to the girls up here at the front here. Which is if you have something to say, say it to me now. That wasn't necessarily an act of encouragement to you. Thanks.
I have an idea. Let's get completely fucking drunk. Get right up to the front and fucking wreck the gig for him. He'd love that. Scratching out the surface now, and I'm trying hard to work it out. And so much has gone misunderstood, and this mystery only leads to doubt. And I'm looking for a sign. This a dark, uneasy time. And if you have something to say, you better say it now. 'Cause this is what you've waited for. Your chance to even up the score. And as these shadows fall, on me now, I'll win somehow, yeah. 'Cause I'm picking up a message, Lord, and I'm closer than I've ever been before. So if you have something to say, say it to me now. To me now. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you. I'm going to try something I haven't, just going to give this a try. This is a song called Golden, and
there's two people who have heard the song. this is probably the exact wrong room to do this song in, but I'm going to try it, because that's exactly why you should. This is about, I guess, the idea of being ready. Whatever it's for, whether it's for the unveiling of the rest of your life or whatever's coming, or whether it's the end or whether it's the start, it's for being ready. So this song is for anybody who's ready. So
we're ready.
You ready?
love. I tell you why, 'cause soon you're gonna fly. The weight that held you down will disappear with the ground. Resist. It's only right to want to stay here and face the fight and the ones who live to tell will sing this song. So very well, 'cause you are golden, you are golden, you are golden, you are gold. You are explain. I heard you right. You're gonna leave here this very night, and the one will take you down, will disappear without a sound. Are you singing? 'Cause you are golden, you are golden, you are golden, you are gold. Give it a shot. You are golden, you are. Thanks very much. This is a Pixie song. I'm sitting here wishing on a cement floor, just wishing I had just something you wore. So bloody your hands on a cactus tree, wipe it on your dress and send it to me. I'm sitting here wishing on a cement floor, just wishing I had just something you wore. So run outside in the desert heat, get your dress all wet and send it to me.
I miss your kiss and I miss your head. And a letter in your writing doesn't mean you're not dead. So spill your breakfast and drink your wine and wear that dress when you die. I miss your soup and I miss your bread. And a letter in your writing doesn't mean you're not dead. I'll put it on when I get lonely. Will you take off your dress and sell it to me? I'll put it on when I get lonely. I was all dressed in black, she was all dressed up in black. I was wearing eyeliner, she was wearing eyeliner. Oh. I'm sitting here wishing on a cement floor, just wishing I had just something you wore. Thanks very much. The song's called I Want My Life to Make More Sense to Me. This situation's killing me. It's got me right under the phone. I don't know where I wanna be. Well, this doesn't make no sense at all. You're quoting every single line. Too much, but I was old before my time. You told me, you see, I want my life to make more sense. I want my life to make amends. I want my life to make more sense for me. This road is crooked, cracked, and wrong. They got the odds stacked nice and high. I don't know how they get along. Well, me see, I internalize. And you talk about us every day, but you keep forgetting what it was you came to say now. You see, I want my life to make more sense. I want my life to make amends. I want my life to make more sense. You got it, the feeling, I've had it. I'm leaving these hours I've wasted, I've worked out, vindicted. The knowing, the feeling, the lack of receiving. You know it, you got it, you got it. You see, I want my life to make more sense. I want my life to make more sense to me. To me.
Sing that. Wow. Really quiet, really quiet. So let me take you by the hand.
and get you through this troubled night. You said yourself you needed a man to get you all back to the light. You talk about us every day, but you keep forgetting what it was you came to say. Now don't you see, I want my life to make more sense. I want my life to make amends. I want my life to make more sense to me. My life to make amends. I want my life to make more sense to me.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Once again, thanks everybody for coming out. We've had a really good time. Thanks. It's been really...
When we originally booked this gig, we booked it with seats in it because we thought that would be the best thing to do. So I hope that everybody who's standing on balconies and everything, I hope everybody heard everything, or I hope you enjoyed yourself because thanks very much. I mean, yeah, it's just brilliant. This is all brilliant. It's a bit of a head fuck, but we're really enjoying it. So, she is gorgeous. She is. Yeah. Thanks. Okay, so this is called Once. Thanks a lot for coming. One, two, three. Part of me has died. And won't return. And part of me wants to hide the part that's burned. Once I knew where to look for you. Once, but that was before. Hear the sirens call me home. 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 Part of me has vowed to watch it burn. The heart in me has tried, but look what it's become. Once, once,
I knew how to talk to you once, but that was before. Once I would have laid down and died for you. Once, but not anymore. Hear the sirens call me. 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 Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for listening. Good night. Thank you.
Glenn Hansard, Marketa Aglova. They had an additional keyboardist with them tonight, Thomas Bartlett. He has a solo project. He plays under the name Dove Man. He's also played keys with The National and with Anthony and the Johnsons. What an amazing show. I literally had goosebumps through most of that. It's just the chemistry that Marketa and Glenn had on stage was just amazing. And you can tell that everyone here was feeling it as well. A lot of hand-holding and hugging, and everyone is just loving the show tonight. If you heard him, Glenn Hansard earlier said that this was going to be a seated show. And I just can't imagine it being a seated show. It'd be a totally different experience. Everyone here is just standing shoulder to shoulder, and it's absolutely packed. Glenn said earlier in the performance, if you missed it, he said that they played at another club here in D.C. about 6 months ago, and there were about 10 people there. And for this one, it's just crazy sold out. He said, I don't know what happened in the last 6 months. That it was... It's obviously the film Once, and it's been extremely popular. The film, the modern-day musical, a love story told in song that stars both Glenn Hansard and Marketa Aglova. And people have really responded to that film, they've responded to the music, and they've turned out tonight to hear it. And here comes Glenn Hansard back on stage. He's followed by Marketa, Thomas Bartlett, the keyboardist, for this encore.
She knew, and now I'm in Dublin with a broken heart. Oh, broken-hearted Hoover fixer sucker guy. Oh, broken-hearted Hoover fixer sucker guy. Oh, one day I'll go there and win her once again. But until then, I'm just a sucker of a guy.
Now, of all the songs, of all the songs we've played tonight, all heartfelt, all real, that's the one you'll all remember. And that's really weird for me. Okay, we're going to sing, just because, certainly because I'm Irish anyway, we're going to sing the song by the greatest Irish songwriter that's ever lived. This is a Van Morrison song called Into the Mystic. 2, 3, 4. We were born before the wind, and we're so much younger than the sun. And every bonny boat was won as we sailed into the mystic, yeah. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Feel the sea and touch the sky. And let your soul and your spirit fly as we sail into the mystic, yeah. And when that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I wanna hear it. Just like way back in those days of old. And together we will fall as we sail into the mystic, yeah. Come on now. Born before the wind, and we're so much younger than the sun. And every bonny boat was won as we sailed into the mystic, yeah. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Feel the sea and touch the sky. And let your soul and your spirit fly as we sail into the mystic, yeah. And when that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it now. I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Well, just like way back in those days of old. And magnificently we will fall as we sail. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. Song's about lying in the middle of a field in Ireland. In the middle of the country, in the middle of the night, drunk, looking up at the sky and asking the big questions. Is the world truly conspiring toward my happiness? Am I gonna snog Enda O'Brien? Did I say Enda? I meant Edna. Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. 'Cause I don't understand these people saying the hill's too steep. Well, they'll talk and talk forever, but they'll just never climb. Falling down into these situations, bringing out the best in you. You're flat on your back again and start. You're every word I'm heeding. Can you help me to see? 'Cause I'm lost in the dark. Yeah. Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. 'Cause I don't understand these people saying we're all asleep. Well, they'll toss and turn forever, but no rest will they find. Star, star.
It's all yours, Charlie. The whole chocolate factory. I'm giving it to you. You've won. Well done.
Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind.
Will you sing that? Quietly as you possibly can.
Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. And half that volume, half that volume. Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. Yeah.
One more. Thanks a lot. We've had a great time. Thanks very, very much. Thank you. Nice one.
The Swell Season, featuring Glenn Hansard, Marquetta Aglova, and the keyboardist tonight was Thomas Bartlett, known to some as Dove Man, putting on a spectacular performance here at the 930 Club from Washington, D.C. Glenn coming back now, looks like, for at least one more song. He's by himself. I'll turn it over to him.
We're just going to play one more quick song for you. We'd like to invite Amy Lavier back on stage with some of her friends, please. This has been a really, really great night for us. Thanks so much. Thank you. This is a Bob Dylan song called You Ain't Going Nowhere. See a movie called Gone Get In. Pack up your money, put up your Tam McGuinn. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how we gonna fly down into the easy chair. Genghis Khan and his brother Don, they could not keep from keeping on. We'll cross that bridge after it's gone, after we have passed it, yeah. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how are we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Down into the easy chair. Diamonds and rings and a gun that sings, a flute that toots and a bee that stings, a sky that cried and a bird that flies, a fish that walks and a dog that talks. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how are we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Oh no, oh, down into the easy chair. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how are we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Oh, oh, down into the easy chair. Oh, oh, down into the easy, easy, easy chair. Thanks a lot, folks. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you so much. We've had a great, great time. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Glenn Hands are taking a bow. The rest of the band has left the stage. The crowd still wants more, but the house lights have come up. And that'll do it for tonight from the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. Featuring the Swell Season, it's Glenn Hansard and Markerta Uglova. And they had an extra keyboardist with them tonight, Thomas Bartlett, who has a solo project called Dove Man. What an amazing show. They were joined on that last song by the opening act, the opening band, Amy LeVere, and her backup band. They all came out, ending with the Bob Dylan song, You Ain't Going Nowhere, recorded by the Byrds, I think, somewhere in the late 1960s, maybe 1968. Great show. I'm Robin Hilton for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.